In the NBA, Brooklyn ended a 5-game losing streak as Andre Blatch scored 24 points and Joe Johnson added 21 in a 102-100 win at Toronto. Paul Pierce scored 16 points and Kevin Garnett had 12 to help the 4-10 Nets avoid falling into the Atlantic Division cellar. The Washington Wizards defeated the Lakers 116-111, ending the Lakers' 3-game winning streak. Meanwhile, Kobe Bryant has a target date in mind for his season debut. The Lakers guard is eyeing the team's December 6th game in Sacramento as his possible return. Orlando beat Atlanta 109-92, and Golden State slid past New Orleans 102-101. In college basketball, UAlbany had a 70-59 win over Rider University. UAlbany's Peter Cooley scored a career-high 24. It's the third straight game he's top 20, and it helped the Great Danes snap a 3-game losing streak. And the College of St. Rose men's basketball team survived a late rally by Adelphi and pushed its winning streak to 5 games, winning 65-62. Elsewhere, number 8 Syracuse edged California 92-81, 10th-ranked Wisconsin topped St. Louis 63-57. Number 12 Wichita State had a 75-62 victory over BYU, 13th-ranked UConn knocked off Loyola Maryland 76-66, and it was number 18 Baylor over Dayton 67-66. In the NHL, Dallas doubled up Anaheim 6-3. Checking college football, it was number 18 Northern Illinois over Western Michigan 33-14. Finally, in baseball, representatives for free agent second baseman Robinson Cano met Tuesday with the New York Yankees, and the gap between the sides remains wide. They may meet again tonight. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.